Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In California, they're still dealing with snow and preparing to deal with rain. In Southern California, the San Bernardino Sheriff's Office reports at least one confirmed storm-related death. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Some people are still trapped in their homes after 2 weeks.
I feel very trapped back here, and I just don't know what else to do.
This man lives in the Northern California town of Sierra Village.
I'm starting to run out of food. Most of the basics I'm out of.
Progress is being made. Most people have been able to get out. But in the forecast, more problems. Heavy rain, which officials say could melt the snow and cause dangerous flooding. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A data breach at a health insurance marketplace for Washington, D.C. leads to a warning for members of Congress. The latest from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This is a significant data breach. According to U.S. House leaders, the D.C. Health Link, the system through which U.S. House members, their staffers, their families, and D.C. residents get their health insurance. The FBI is investigating and says some of the personally identifiable information was available for sale on the dark web.
A massive police response in Los Angeles tonight as three officers are shot. A suspect is barricaded in the garage of a house. The officers have been taken to hospitals. No word on injuries. Following an investigation prompted by the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor in 2020, Attorney General Merrick Garland outlines a list of concerns involving Louisville police.
The department has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution.
Louisville's mayor vows the department will correct the mistakes of the past. The FDA is issuing a call to action for all infant formula manufacturers. CBS's Alexander Tin reports.
The FDA is calling on America's infant formula manufacturers to promptly implement a list of industry-wide reforms in hopes of avoiding a repeat of the kinds of unsanitary factory conditions that led to a massive nationwide recall last year. Among the steps, the FDA wants companies to start voluntarily notifying the agency when they find bacteria like Cronobacter in formula before it has been distributed, and take steps to curb moisture on factory floors that can provide a breeding ground for pathogens.
U.S. safety regulators are investigating complaints of steering wheels coming off of some Tesla 2023 Model Y SUVs. And they're also investigating a fatal crash involving a Tesla suspected of using an automated driving system when it hit a parked fire truck in California last month. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
There are so many reasons to get hooked on Church's 8-Piece Shrimp Meal. It's dippable, crunchable, downright irresistible, and it starts at $5.99. The only catch? It's only here for a limited time. Church's Texas Chicken. Welcome to the great state of flavor.
Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. Navage is good personal hygiene and can help you stay healthier. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, March 9th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m., and the board meeting will follow at 9:30 a.m. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board will meet at 10 a.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee meeting will be at 2 p.m., the Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4:30, and the Common Council will meet at 5. In Portage County, the Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5 p.m. The Park Commission will also meet at 5, and the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee will meet at 7. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2, and the Bicycle and Pedestrian Street Safety Commission will meet at 6. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the Airport Commission will meet from 5 to 7. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 28. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 38. 25 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
But
because it's Wednesday day.
That's so cool.
Is there a list for best Wednesday co-hosts of a radio show in Wisconsin?
There is in my heart.
I'll die alone. I'll die in my garage looking at my Lego sets.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. We are marching to... into the noon hour. Thank you for joining us on your lunch hour. As always, during this hour, we're going to talk a lot about International Women's Day. And if you have thoughts, you're always welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach. So, there's a lot of different directions I want to take this conversation. But it's, you know, it's International Women's Day.
Right.
And we found a couple different things, maybe in the second half of the hour, because the Oscars are on.
This weekend.
And there's a movie that's nominated. Is the movie itself nominated? Is Women Talking nominated as a movie, or is it just Frances McDormand?
We shall find out.
There's a movie called Women Talking. But there was an article... I found based off of a new study. You know, there's different television media programs at different universities, and often every once in a while you'll see a headline come out. What?
It's not nominated.
I thought it was nominated for something.
Nominated for Best Picture and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Oh, really?
It's not showing it here.
I'm looking at the Oscar website. Oh, they're showing. Okay. My apologies.
What were you looking at?
I was looking at, but it. I thought movies would be at the top.
Yeah,
they put The Men at the top.
Oh, for Best Actor.
Oh, Oscars, you did me dirty.
but talking a little bit later about how still there is not a lot of equity in speaking roles when it comes to leads for women versus men, and then even when you look at the lead speaking roles that there are for women. They're predominantly younger. They're predominantly white. So as far as this slow march towards more representation, it's a little slow.
It's slow.
It's there's a slog.
There's some other things around the world that makes us feel a little slow. We've either plateaued, if not gone backwards, in wage gap stats. Things aren't really great in Iran right now.
They're poisoning girls.
Things are really not good in Afghanistan right now. Things are not necessarily great in this country right now as far as... I saw... It was another state legislature. I think this one was in... Not Indiana. It's hard to keep track. But a debate on the parental rights of rapists.
Excuse me?
Especially for child rapists.
Wait. Rapists have rights.
Well, that was what the Democratic lawmaker was trying to ask the writers of the bill, in that when there is no exception for rape, and a child who's 12 or 13 or 14 is forced to carry a baby to term, what happens to the father of that baby if they haven't actually been convicted of rape yet? Did they get to go through the court and try to get parental rights? Do rapists just get to pick the mother of their children now? This is the United States in 2023. So yeah, on International Women's Day, doesn't feel like I had a ton to celebrate. But also I think I had, even knowing that working up to this day, I hadn't really had anything exciting planned. And I feel like that's such a far departure from where I was 10 years ago in this holiday. So like 2011, I was interning in DC. It was my last semester of college, for an organization called Women for Women International. And it really didn't dawn, like, I didn't remember it until this morning, but that was the 100-year anniversary of International Women's Day.
Oh my.
And I was part of the team that organized a global event for celebration of building bridges. And so we organized the flagship event that I was at was on the Brooklyn Bridge. There was one in England. There was one on the Golden Gate Bridge. My mom organized one in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, cool.
There was over 100 different grassroots events on top of the flagship events. And it was all the symbolic nature of walking across a bridge. And like, I was so pumped. I was so excited to be like part of it and all the organization that went into it. Google had like changed their landing page for the day and had all the different like pins in the maps and where different events were happening. Like, I just had this flashback this morning of like how big of a deal it was. And then, you know, each subsequent year posting stuff on social media. And then for some reason today, just the spark feels a little lost.
Well, it's been a devastating couple of years for women around the world.
And is it just because it feels like one day doesn't really feel like it makes up for anything? That it just, am I just getting more cynical?
It's hard to talk about this as a guy.
Wednesday, like, so you gotta figure it out.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm gonna solve this. I think it goes back. I mean, I think something can be said about what I said at the beginning of the show, is that nowadays it feels like these celebrations, like unless you do something like in your house or with some friends, it feels like all these celebrations, no matter who we're celebrating, who all deserve to be celebrated, yes. But it just also feels like it's a commercial act now, and it doesn't.
And they all kind of blend together.
And as Jane said, you know, when things are being taken away and rights are being revoked, why should you stand tall and say yes?
Yeah.
What motivates you then? What motivates you to do that?
Because the day is supposed to celebrate, as a reminder, the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And every year, similar to how, I forgot what we said the theme was for Women's History Month. Oh, it was storytellers.
Right.
But for the day also always has a theme. Maybe it's just because the theme seems like a little dumb. To celebrate the event, people are being asked to embrace themselves. As a public show of their pledge to embrace equity, which is this year's International Women's Day theme, and to share the image on social media, video, and elsewhere of you hugging yourself.
I just have like, a feeling.
This does not feel like this is like the Pepsi commercial that's trying to solve world hunger.
I'm just going to say this right now. If there are celebrities listening to this right now, please resist the urge to do that while singing any sort of uplifting song and putting it out to the world. It didn't work for Imagine. It's not going to work now.
No, certainly not.
Oh my God.
So I don't know.
If anything, though, shouldn't it spur us to keep going?
Oh,
right?
That's not the argument. It's like, I think the, certainly the, I think it's sometimes, because I, it's like, and I don't want to speak for anyone, but I can imagine to a certain extent, in the face of so much racial upheaval in 2020 after George Floyd was murdered, and there was this like glimmer of maybe real change, conversations and companies were changed. Like there was like a glimmer of feeling like, oh, things might actually shift now. And then like they got, there was like Juneteenth became a federal holiday.
Yeah.
You know, some,
it became socially acceptable to wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt in public and you wouldn't get,
yeah,
you wouldn't get screamed at.
It just is kind of the short-sightedness of, well, you get this thing that doesn't really make a difference and doesn't really change like the bigger things that are going on, paying women equally,
yeah,
giving women equal opportunities, giving women autonomy over their own body, and things like that. But like, look how, I guess we have really come far, but it certainly feels like it's
plateaued,
not
slid back.
It slid back a little bit, depending on what topic you're talking about. Slid back a little bit, certainly leveled off.
Yeah. Can I say something that might make you giggle?
I would love if you made these giggle right now.
As a part of International Women's Day, if you want, you can go to Carhartt and get 2x the points for women's gear. There you go. Ladies.
Is it pink?
It can be whatever you want.
But what is specific about Carhartt women's gear? Is it actually tailored differently?
Yeah, it's tailored differently.
Okay.
For the curves of a lady.
But I was just, don't they make like jumpsuits and jackets?
They make everything now. They make jackets, they make jumpsuits, they make snow pants, clothes.
Overalls.
I feel like a poser if I was wearing Carhartt.
Oh, I have a Carhartt jacket and it's so warm and snuggly. I also look like I invented construction work.
Yes, you look like you should be wearing Carhartt.
Yeah.
I look like an imposter.
But the thing is, but the other thing too is Carhartt's also a cool company. You're supporting a cool company.
Yeah.
So you wear your Carhartt if you want.
All right.
And I'm just saying right now, and I'm not being paid by them either. 2x the points for ladies' gear. But I mean,
are there any ladies' Doritos of pink Doritos we can go get for lunch? The she Hershey bar for the lady M&M bag.
Lady Doritos. Maybe Doritas.
Nice.
All right. Well, we got to go to a break. But I would love to hear from some women on this. If what it feels like we could celebrate today with everything that is happening in the world,
yeah,
when it comes to women's advancement, women's rights, women's equality. Give me something to feel better about. 844-967-2789. You can if you're a man, too.
It's fine.
But we'll just take the women's calls first for whatever we get. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
When your daddy issues move in, you get Unprisoned, the all-new Hulu original series Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. Imagine you're a single working mother who's dating and even about to buy a new house. Life is pretty good until your dad comes back to live with you after 17 years of being in prison. This could be a second chance to make it right? Think you've got daddy issues? Well, hers are here to stay. Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo, premieres Friday, March 10th, streaming only on Hulu.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I didn't want to come back. I just wanted to dance.
That is Me and My Girls by Selena Gomez.
I love Selena Gomez.
Do you?
Oh, my God. I didn't know anything really about her until Only Murders in the Building.
I just binged over the last weekend, I guess week and a half. I binged both seasons. It's so good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how good that show is.
She's so funny and so just understated and like she's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about the Hailey Bieber trauma?
What is that?
I'm joking. We're not going to talk about pop culture fights between celebrities.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But TikTok is
not on International Women's Day.
Exactly. Welcome back. I am As Goes Wisconsin.
You are?
This is As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. He is Greg Bach. And it is International Women's Day. And it just feels like there's a little bit of a damper on it, at least from my younger self that was always much more gung-ho about doing something special or posting something poignant.
I was thinking about what you said before about the event you helped organize. I don't think it's... I'd like to always keep away from cynicism. I don't see you as a cynical person at all. I think one of the reasons why it might be a little different is, one, when you're putting together something like that, of course you're going to be surrounded by amazing, all those things, like the great feelings, that sense of empowerment, you know, you're working together. And now, I mean, you're doing all these great things now.
No,
and,
I know. It was a interesting memory to have flashback because it was such a big deal at the time.
Yeah.
And like thinking back on it, I mean, I was an intern. I didn't play. I was not a central role in it happening, right? Like I did some research and I did things that I was told to do. Mm-hmm. But just looking back at it and how much went into it and how many people were able to be organized for one day around the world and being like, well, that was actually really cool as far as looking back, trying to find what I could still find on Google about the event. And like Annie Lennox was the kind of the keynote speaker at the
Love
one that was in
her.
England. And like we had celebrities out in the one in Brooklyn and we like went from, we, I took the bus up, I think, from DC to go to New York that weekend. I remember it was cold because it was March. I was so proud of my mom for organizing what she did and like the little, one of the little bridges that goes over the Wisconsin
That's
River.
Cool.
And not that I don't think doing something similar and symbolic like that today, I wouldn't be excited about it, but it just... It feels I think it's just symbolic. It doesn't really change anything.
And we've gone backwards.
Okay.
Texter from the 262 says, Kristen and Jane, I am the husband of an amazing woman and dad to two incredible young women. It's a struggle to know what my place is in International Women's Day, other than asking questions as to how I can support them, since none of them are listening. What can I do? I would love to hear your take. Thank you so much for that, 262.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Mm. I think, you know, I always like when I see, again, this kind of comes back to social media, but, you know, a day where people, like men, take a time just to appreciate the women that are in their life. Like, I think Mike did that, has done that at least the last 2 years we've been together, where he has, you know, his mom and his two sisters and me and other girlfriends and stuff like that, of just recognizing the achievements and the things that they contribute to their work life, the home life, your life. I think that's something. I think I asked you this last week, because I've seen this kind of like woman on the street. We played that one time of point to the vagina on the graph of women's anatomy and how many men can't do that. But how many men can't name a woman that inspires them that they're not related to?
Oh, I didn't realize it was not related.
No, I didn't ask you that last week. I didn't ask you the non-related part. Yeah. But like, it, when asked in that specific way, can't say your mom, you can't say your sister, you can't say your grandmother. But like, and I know, I actually think you did answer it, because then you said Stacey Abrams.
She's one of them, man. Yeah.
But how many men don't have a woman that is a public figure or historical figure that they would ever list as a hero or an inspiration?
You know what I would like men to do on International Women's Day?
I'm listening.
Talk to other men. Talk to other men about hard, uncomfortable things like domestic violence, and it's not okay to slap her around when she ticks you off, and it's not okay to objectify the women that you work with. There's all kinds of conversations that I think men can be having with other men that don't happen because it's hard.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yes.
And it's easier sometimes just to keep the peace.
And it's also, you have to challenge your own inner biases.
In what way, Greg?
Well, I mean, the thing is, for me personally, like, I'm not saying I can't or won't have those conversations. I absolutely will have those conversations. But most, if not all, the men that I hang out with on a regular basis absolutely agree with at least the points you're saying, Jane.
Right.
But when you have to look at, you know, whether you're speaking on racism, sexism, any of those social ills, societal injustices, to have those deep conversations, to really mean it, you have to ask yourself, what do I believe first? You know, I would like to believe men that I know are, of course, don't hit a woman. Yes, that's a pretty easy one to conclude to. But joking and demeaning, and in those microaggression ways where you are, you let a joke go because you don't want to be the guy who ruins the fun. Although I'm a fun ruiner. And it first starts with yourself. Before you can have those conversations, it starts with yourself.
Yeah.
To talk about your own biases and figure out where they are and how to fix them.
I want to keep talking about this when we come back, as far as uncomfortable conversations, having those conversations, and then we'll move on to our movies and the examples that they said. Yeah. So we would still love to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze
right,
car.
Just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent. All over Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
What is dadication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Grace Lutheran Church presents Every Little Crook and Nanny, a delightfully funny show with a cast of crazy characters. Performances will take place at Grace Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids, March 9th through the 11th at 6:30 p.m. and March 12th at 2:30. Governor Evers and Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature are far apart on many parts of the next state budget, but Evers tells WisPolitics.com there'll be an increase in shared state revenue to local governments no matter what. Evers said the biggest increase in shared revenue in the last 15 years was only 0.04%.
Not 4, not 40, but 0.04%. That's crazy. How can you operate a municipality? I don't care if you're 300 people township or city of Milwaukee.
Particulars on spending increases are still unclear. Republicans are busy reworking the two-year spending plan. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 28. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tomorrow, 38. 25 tomorrow night, snow showers likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Wednesday.
This is a critique.
No, I just, because I was singing along to No Doubt, Just Speak. And I was, then I thought, because at first I was like, oh, is this going to be Just a Girl? Nope, this is Don't Speak.
It's Don't Speak.
That album is also, so high school. Wow.
I know. That album, it's interesting to think of, this is off the topic, but just kind of Gwen Stefani and her, how she's always just tried to be something other than white.
Yeah.
And like the
been pretty successful at it too,
with the bindi and all of her clothes back in like that era,
Hajikuru girls,
yep, and stuff like that. And then I mean, I think, whoa, even I know you spit that out pretty easily.
I'm old. It doesn't mean I'm not fluent.
No, I don't even think I could spit that out that easily. The fact that you recalled that so easily is very
it's
impressive.
A lot,
Jane,
of stuff in here, Kristen. Clearly, Bry. A
lot of years of pop culture having to talk about stuff
too much.
But still a great song, still a great album. All right, we are talking about International Women's Day. And it's not a super uplifting conversation, but more specifically, where we ended the last segment was what men can do on International Women's Day. Not to center you guys, but I think it's a real question. And I think Jane made a really good point as far as saying, have conversations with other men when we're not there. And stick with me on this. It's a really good, strong example. And I can't imagine had this happened to me in ninth grade and one of our teachers doing this. But I saw this on a TikTok. Let's call it what it is. But someone was saying an experience they had when they were in ninth grade that, and she was emotional even telling it now, and you can tell that she's into her 20s, 30s, where it was like a beloved teacher. And they were in class, and she was a straight-A student, and he was very stern this one day in class, saying, like, come in, sit down, don't talk.
Okay.
Anyone who talks fails the class. And then proceeded to take a fish, took it out of the water, left it on the table, and walked out of the classroom. And everyone just sat there in silence. Because they didn't know what to do. They obviously knew it was wrong. They wanted to save the fish, but they also did not want to fail the class.
Who's going
to
step up?
Who's going to step up? And so she said what felt like an eternity. Finally, one girl in the class said, F this, got out of her seat, picked up the fish, put it back in the water. And the teacher walked back in, and it was a lesson about putting yourself first instead of what's right. Because you were told to do something. And mm-hmm. she was just like, it has stuck with me my entire life as far as you can't, for your own safety and your own comfort, mm-hmm. what are you putting at risk when you know something is wrong?
And you know when it's wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. You feel it when it's wrong. You know deep in your guts, in the marrow of your bones, that this is wrong.
And then having the willingness, the courage to actually have that conversation and call something out and say, that's not okay, and be uncomfortable versus just roll your eyes, talk behind that person's back.
Agree
that that guy's a bad apple, that guy's a jerk, blah, blah, blah. I don't agree with them. It's like, yeah, but did you say anything?
I do know a lot. And I like it. I like those. I don't do it on social media a lot because that just, I don't feel like is, I don't know. It's just for me, like you can say something, but then you want to start like 10,000 fights. But like, especially working in the industry I work in, comedy, people like to say things, be edgy, not on stage either. Just, you know, hanging out with friends. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I don't want any credit. These are style points. But if someone says something, which I find to be wrong, I say something because I'm like, I don't want this around me. I don't want this in the club. I don't want this. You're better than that. So on and so forth. And yeah, I just wish I would have started doing it when I was a lot younger. Mm. I mean, it was terrified of making myself uncomfortable, other people uncomfortable, getting in trouble. But like now at my age, I'm like, if I hear something, I say something.
But now you make a really good point, Greg, in that the other thing that men can do is talk to their sons.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think many think that they do,
mm-hmm.
but don't address domestic violence.
Yeah.
What is acceptable?
What is consent?
What is consent? Mm-hmm. So many things. No, you can't push her. You can't shove her up against a wall when she ticks you off. I would assume, I'm not a parent, that most parents want to assume that their children are going to do the right things.
It's also another thing, being respectful to women, even if you don't want to sleep with them.
What a shocking concept, Kristen Bry.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys who are nice guys.
Yeah.
When they think that there's something at the other end of that conversation or that friendship, and showing women respect regardless of your sexual attraction to them is also a big part of it that is fundamental.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things then that fathers and parents, but fathers should have to do with their sons is teach them about the history then, the ingrained prejudices against women. And when we're, whatever we're talking about, teach them about the history therein that has led to where we are right now. Because it's easy to say, don't push a girl, don't hit a girl, don't know what consent is. But why should they know this? I'm going to tell you why, because there's a history of it and we're going to talk about it and it's going to be uncomfortable. It won't be funny and it won't be fun, but you have to know what led us to this place right here and to why I'm talking to you about it. Because this is before me, before your grandpa, before your great grandpa, and it's probably going to keep going, but you can be better.
And also another one I just thought of, how you treat their mother. Because it's one thing, I feel like there's men who are so protective of their daughter. You can't date until you're 18 or whatever. And like being so guarded as far as the kind of guy that she's going to end up with and what men are like. But realizing that the most foundational way that kids learn about what a relationship is supposed to look like is in the house they grow up in.
Yeah.
And like the expectation, and this goes for like, show your daughter how she should expect to be treated by treating her mother like that. This is obviously very heterosexual angle on this, but vice versa, showing your sons how to treat whatever relationship they're going to end up being in. Because, and I know that I was talking about like domestic violence, because that is so, it's illegal, right? This is, I mean, not demeaning her, not undermining her, not calling her crazy, not you know how your mother is, and
discounting her,
or even like, you know, how much you fight in front of your kids and stuff like that. Of just, yeah, so it's things like that, that like, that is how you want your, what kind of relationship you, like romantic relationships you want your kids to be involved in as they get older, is demonstrated by how you are in your relationship that they can see every single day.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I'm embarrassed to say this because of my age, but it finally hit me within the last year that one of the reasons why men don't want their daughters dating before 18, why they want to protect them from men, why they want men to stay away from them, is because they realize what men are capable of.
Oh, yeah.
And I never, it just, for whatever reason, I kind of floated through life the last 60 years without really addressing that. And I find that revelatory.
But, and the thing is, in that idea, though, which I don't disagree with you, because I, you know, as a man, I know that. It's, the problem is that when you look at your daughter and you say, well, I don't want them dating guys because I know what they're capable of. Well, that means that you didn't instill a sense of confidence and trust and education in your daughter to know what to look for and to also come to you, whether it be a mother or father, if there is a problem. This whole thing of like, she's my daughter and I'll protect her, and it's like, okay, dude, I get it. You're scared, whatever. You don't want to lose your little girl. I don't care. But yeah, we can't control the people out in the world. But what you can do is educate your children to understand what is right and wrong and good and bad, and to come to you for help if that's the case. Not just be like, she's not dating until she's 18. Well, if you say that to her, guess what?
Yeah. She's definitely sneaking out the bottom window in the basement to go meet up with her boyfriend.
You're not all powerful, and you're not, and you don't sound cool when you say it anyways.
this is taking us in a different direction than I thought we were going to go, but I think it's really good.
Yeah.
As far as, it's a combination, right? It is it is one thing to celebrate, but it's another thing to be part of the solution, and it can't just be a woman's thing where we just, it's because
let's fix it, sisters. We'll do it all.
It's kind of with like racism, where you're like, racism is ultimately a white person problem.
Yeah.
That like we keep perpetuating. Right. And yet the people who consistently are talking about it and like working on fixing it are sometimes white. Absolutely. But a lot of it, the people who are not necessarily causing the issue in the first place. Right. And so it's like, women can keep hustling and working on this, but ultimately we need men to also be on the same page if things are going to change.
We have Stephen from Green Bay on the phone. Hey, Stephen, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, guys. So I have some insider knowledge. My parents divorced when I was a baby, and so I was raised by my mom single-handedly. My father was not in my life at all. And my mom made a habit of putting herself in very relationships. And through that, I saw some very tragic things happen to my mom growing up as a child and a teenager. And I won't go into the specifics live on air, but I bring this all up to say, me witnessing what I did as a child and seeing my mom go through what she did is actually one of the reasons why I'm such a big champion on women's rights and domestic violence, and why, you know, as a male, a lot of people are like, well, why do you care, you know, about women's rights? Well, because I grew up and I saw the impact it had on my mom. And so it's very personal for me. And so, you know, I agree with everything that you guys are saying, but I'll take it one step further and say, I think as a country that, you know, women still have this horrible stigma that there is a list of things that they should be doing if they're a woman, and there's a list of things you should be doing as a man, and I think it's horrible. And I really think we need to change the mindsets of people and how they look at women, because at the end of the day, your women are humans just like everyone else, and they really can do some amazing things. I just don't think as a country, sometimes I think we hold women back and put them in a box, and it's unfortunate.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a portion of the population that just deeply hate women.
Without a doubt.
And I don't know how we fix that besides continuous conversation and conversation. Because I think what you said doesn't necessarily make sense in social media, because it's kind of like the breakthrough has to happen through the relationship that you have with the person versus anonymously on social media, right? All right. Well, we actually had one other comment say, calculated risk by that teacher. What if they let the fish die? The person in the video did... It was some kind of special fish that can live, that can be fine up to 15 minutes outside of water. I don't know what kind of fish that is, but it was a special kind of fish that he did the experiment with.
Sounds like a turtle.
We did have a text that I wanted to share because we were asking for men to share their female heroes. Texter on the 262 says, I was so proud of Cassidy Hutchinson for her brave testimony at the January 6th hearings, and also Liz Cheney, say what you will, for risking her political career.
Absolutely. Good answer.
I'm also going to add Victoria Azarenka, who is a world-class tennis player who decided to take time from her life to start a family, focus her life on her family, and got a lot of crap for it. And when you see her Instagram, it's her and her boy having fun, living life, and I love that.
All right. We're going to take a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She's Jade Matinere. And Greg is rocking out.
I wasn't sure if he was spasming or if he was dancing.
Could it be both? Yes, it can be. Yeah! It's all right!
This is probably, so, a reminder that we're going to have some weather tomorrow. We have weather every day.
My back's hurting. It means weather.
It does. Yes, go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, they're talking, now it's 5 to 10. It was,
oh, really?
Yeah.
It was increased in the last hour.
It was 4 to 6 originally, maybe 6 to 8 along the lake. Now it looks like the southeastern Wisconsin is 5 to 10.
I'll believe when I see it.
And we will keep you posted on it tomorrow morning. I believe it's at 12:20. We're going to have Corey Hartman on, who is our engineer extraordinaire and also a wonderful weather guy. So he'll give us an update on what's going to happen. The storm watch kicks in tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Multi-talented Corey Hartman.
Yes, he is, like so many others here.
That's true. Wears multiple hats.
Yep.
But speaking of weather, Civic Media has a new promo going on.
Yep, I love this.
What?
You can sponsor our weather. Our weather brought to you by your company.
You.
So we, yes, by you. You, Dan. Dan Plumpkin.
What?
Yes, it's a pumpkin farm. Yes, Dan Plumpkin's
Dan
pumpkin
Plumpkin's
farm.
Pumpkin farm.
That was the first.
Yep.
What? I don't know.
You'll never find a better pumpkin than Plumpkin.
No, but your business, we are, as of this week, up until March 15th, that is the last day that you can sponsor. We're doing the promo of, it's a discounted price to be able to be the sponsor of our weather. So if you go to civicmedia.us/weather, you can get more information about the promo. But yeah, I mean, I think weather is very informative as being brought to you by yada yada. So it's like, get that name recognition and repetition of, they associate the upcoming spring with your company.
Wow, your energy is annoying.
but truly, weather is one of the most valuable, and as far as ratings go and things like that, why do TV stations lead with weather? Why do radio stations lead with weather? Why do we do this? Because people respond to this.
Yeah.
Because they want to know. And even though you can get it on your phone, and even though, you know, whatever signal is beaming into your brain directly, it still has an impact. It genuinely does. And it's not just when the weather is bad. People go into a baseball game when it's nice out. Is it going to rain? I don't know. What's coming?
It's going to be super hot.
What, do you want to know that too?
Do I need my sunscreen? You always need your sunscreen.
Yes, you
actually.
Do.
I got ask any dermatologist.
Two things. One, how much money do I have to pay where I can just do the weather myself, where I get to come in? I'll do the weather. I want to do the weather.
You're going to do the weather every day.
I would totally do that. But here's my other pitch for both of you. For As Goes Wisconsin.
El Nino.
Spanish for the Nino. I have another pitch, though, for As Goes Wisconsin on Wednesdays featuring Greg Bach. I will do the weather as Dan Plumpkin, owner of Plumpkin's Pumpkins.
You might have something there, Greg.
And don't be surprised if he sounds sort of like Mike Lindell from My Pillow.
Can you do a Mike Lindell impression?
Not really. I can't, just fine. It's a little bit. You got to be loud in Chicago. That's about it.
Regardless.
It's irregardless. Moving on. I'm kidding. No, it's not.
Okay.
Thank you. Civicmedia.us.
Yes. Slash weather.
Slash weather. Check it out. You have a week from tomorrow or today.
Yes.
It's March 15th.
March 15th is the last day for the promo. We'll obviously take your money after that, but as far as for the discounted rates,
take advantage of it.
It's
great. Yeah.
All right. Greg Bach has a very special birthday he wants to wish to someone.
It's International Women's Day.
It is.
So I want to wish a happy birthday to two very special young ladies in my life born today.
Okay.
On International Women's Day. My niece Olivia, who's 12, and my niece Olive, who is 5.
Aww.
Are they sisters?
No, they're not even, just different sides of the family. Both
Olivia and Olive?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And when I look at them, and they're siblings as well, I actually can see a beautiful future for everyone, because they're smart, they're opinionated, they're driven, they love everybody, and it's like, oh, wow.
Even at 12?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's the age where they start to be a little...
Livy tries to make you think she doesn't love you, but then she'll just kind of walk over you and be like, you want to watch a video game with me? I'm like, of course I want to watch a video game with you.
Watch a video game?
You can watch them on YouTube. You can watch other people play video games. And when a 12-year-old asks you to do it, you do it.
It's fair. Are they entertaining? Do you enjoy yourself when you watch them?
I usually fall asleep.
Okay.
But I'm doing it with my arm around my beautiful little niece.
Oh, that's lovely.
So I just want to wish them a happy birthday, and I know they're going to do great things, and Uncle Greg loves you.
Do you think they're listening?
Doubt it.
They should be in school.
They should be in school. But
one is five.
We'll clip this part so you can send it to them.
Aww. Yeah.
I'll do that for you, buddy.
Oh.
All right. Well, I think that was a productive hour.
It was great.
And brought to you by Dan Plumpkins of Plumpkins Pumpkins. Oh, I think I got the voice. I think I have the voice.
And we really do appreciate all your calls and your texts. It is wonderful to know what you think. It is. And that's the only way that we're going to ever change anything, is by having these kinds of dialogues and these exchanges, whether you agree with us or not.
Well, and it's true that, and Jane, you know this more than any of us, is that in radio, it is the one medium, besides maybe live performances, where you can have this kind of interaction.
Yeah.
And it's not podcasts, it's not TV shows, as far as actually being able to take live calls, read live text messages. And
it's instantaneous.
And it can change the direction of the show.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
We had a whole other thing planned that we didn't even get to.
Yeah.
But that's okay, this was more interesting.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, well, on that note, that is the end of the noon hour. I hope you had a delicious lunch.
What does that mean next coming up?
Coming up? What do we have coming up? Coming up. Yes, we have the prime. What was the show? What was the sitcom episode? The very special episode that left a lasting impression on you.
Yeah.
I know mine might have had something to do with the song. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
The Pointer Sisters?
I'm so scared.
And by the way, if you have never seen Kristen Bri, the person who originally uttered those words, and her, striking resemblance.
All right. Get your calls ready. We'd love to hear what sitcom made an impact on your life with a specific serious episode. 844-967-2789. Going to go to top of the hour news and be back after that.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to
safeplacetosleep.org. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.